It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And every win's a good win, especially in the MAC. Starting lineups.
So we're going to take a break and be back after this.
Are you tired of shopping at the malls? Make your last stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. We have a huge selection of children's toys, puzzles, swings, books, and children's clothes. And we have clothes for adults, too. Don't forget, we also have toys for the big guys. How about an Echo chainsaw or a new string trimmer? Stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery and pick up your last-minute Christmas gifts.
Play-by-play right now.
And we're back here in the Knoxville High School Lady Indians JV competition. And Chase, you want to go to the lineups real fast?
Yep, for Fort Recovery, we got number 4, Brenna Homan, 13, Macy Day, 14, Allie Vaughn, 24, Lydia Winning, and 30, Hope Wendell. For New Knoxville, we got number 3, Jacqueline Leffel, number 10, Carly Fletterjohn, number 20, Ashley Weddock, Alicia Weddock, 32, Elizabeth Biondé, and 40, Liberty Menke.
Make sure we're on.
And New Knoxville gets a tip. Number 10, Carly Fletterjohn, brings up top, swings it over to number 3, Jacqueline Leffel. She'll drive middle, pick up her dribble, and throw it in, and Hope Wendell with a steal. Macy Day brings it back up court.
Good D by Allie Vaughn there, the four-set steal. Macy Day will bring it up, give it over to Allie Vaughn in the corner. Allie looking over, gives it over to number 30, Hope Wendell. Hope gives over. Macy gives in over to I don't know who that is.
Oh, great play by Hope Wendell and one. That had to hurt.
And she'll be going to line shooting one.
Good start by the Indians. Get a quick steal and one. Hopefully she knocks down this free throw.
And remember, we're only playing two quarters tonight for JV.
Did not know that.
Up and no good. Rebound by number 20.
Oh, my bad.
Alicia
Weddock.
Yep. And New Knoxville will bring it up, giving it over to number corner to number 3. Reed looks in, gives it into a big girl steal by Hope Wendell. Hope will give it to Allie Vaughn.
Allie Vaughn brings it up court. She'll dribble at the top, set up the offense, get a nice screen, and she'll drive left, kick it out to Lydia Winning. She drives middle, puts it up, and good. Nice move by Lydia Winning there.
We're going to a full court man press, and we dig into number 3, Jacqueline Leffel.
You doing the Knoxville?
Yeah, I'll do Knoxville. Okay. Leffel gives over, and not a great pass to number 10, Carly Fletterjohn. Fletterjohn will look around, will get a screen, and take it to the hoop, and block, and it'll be a call foul on Lydia Winning, number 24, so she'll go to the line shooting 2. That was a hack.
Looked to me like she got a lot of ball, though.
Yep, but
my boy reffing over here. I can't think of his name, but I love this guy.
Yeah, he's a good ref.
He's hilarious.
4-0 our score, 5:34 left. First one up and no good, so she'll get her second here in a second. Only two quarters tonight, so that's huge from our standpoint. And up, second one up ain't no good. So
Wendell gets a rebound. She'll push it up court on the left side. She'll get it out to Brenna Homan. She dribbles right, gives it to Macy Day on the wing. She'll get a ball screen and kick out to Brenna Homan for
it
3.
Is.
Oh, off the front iron.
Rebound by New Knoxville. New Knoxville will give the number 10, Carly Fletterjohn. I guess that's the main point guard. I'd have to take a guess.
Yeah, she's probably one of their leading scorers.
Yep. And she gets into high post number 20, Alicia Weddock. A little screen. That gives over to number 40 on the other side. Looks inside, not there. Gives over to number 10. Could have took a shot easily, but it will go up and fouled by number 24, Leah Williams. That'd be her second early. So my guess is Baum will bring in Paige Fortkamp. And number 10, Carly Flairjohn, will go to the line shooting two. First one up and no good.
Knoxville still searching for the first point here. It's still 4-0 for recovery. So
Paige Fortkamp will come in for Leah Winning since two fouls. And Carly Flairjohn will get her second shot at the line. First one, the second one up and good. So that's
there it is.
There it is. First point for the Knoxville Rangers.
All right. Allie Vaughn throws it into Macy Day. She'll bring it up court. Throw it down to Hope Wendell. She'll drive to the left. Kicks it out the corner. Paige Fortkamp shoots a three and no good. But long offensive rebound by Brenna Homan. Macy Day dribbles around. Kicks out to Allie Vaughn in the corner. She'll dribble. Nothing there. Now she'll try baseline. Puts it up and fouled. So good strong take by Allie Vaughn.
It's driving me insane that we can't remember this ref's name.
I know.
God. Allie Vaughn will go to line shooting two for the Indians. 4-1 our score, 4:29 left in the first quarter. Remember, only two quarters tonight. She makes her first. 5-1 is our score. Number 11, Taylor Newman, will come in for the Knoxville Rangers.
Whoa.
That's a line violation, but didn't see it. And they're kicking it out of bounds. They'll stay with the Indians. Ball. Long rebound, turnover by Knoxville, and Indians will get back. So.
All right. Brandon Homan gets it inbounds on top to Paige Fortkamp. She dribbles to the right side of the court. Kicks it to Macy Day. She'll look around. Pass over to Brenna Homan. Shot fakes and drives middle. Kicks it out to Macy Day. Skip pass to Allie Vaughn. She'll drive. Kicks it out back to Macy Day. Back to Allie Vaughn. She'll drive right. Back to Macy Day. Back up top to Paige Fortkamp. Brenna Homan in the corner for three. No good. Rebound Paige Fortkamp. Sorry, we had a bit of delay. Allie Vaughn drives left. Oh, nice.
Nice pass.
Nice pass to Hope Wendell. She'll make a layup.
And we're going to take a timeout, and we'll take one with them. 7-1, our score, 3:41 left in the first.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
And we're back here at New Knoxville. JV girls competition, 7-1 our score, 3:41 left. And Indians are off to a fast, I would have to say fast start and good defense on the other side. Not really good, I wouldn't say good, but we're hacking. But
yeah, we're bailing,
not making,
bailing them out a little bit on the fouls, and they're getting to the line, just not making them. So offensively, I've seen some good things out of Allie Vaughn. She had a good strong take and made one of two free throws, and then she drove there and hit Hope
Wendell on a great pass.
Wendell on a good pass to the block.
7-1 our score. Struggling New Knoxville Ranger team. So they get in. We're in a man press. Gets into the point guard number 10, Carly Flairjohn. Dribble cross half court. Look around. Gives the number 32, Bendy. Bendy.
Beyonde.
Beyonde. Chase has been searching
that
for that.
Announcer.
Chase has been searching for that name all night. Gives the number 20. Alisa Wedick. Wedick gets into the corner to number, I can't even
11.
See it. 11. Number 10, Carly Flairjohn will give it out and gives it back to her. Carly's going to look and give it to number 11, Taylor Newman. Taylor gives it back to number 20, Alisa Wedick, into Bandit. And 11 up and no good. Rebound by Hope Wendell.
She'll take it herself up court. Pass it over to Allie Vaughn in the corner to Day. Or no, not Day. Brenna Homan back to Day. In the corner to Paige Fortkamp. Back up top to Allie Vaughn. She'll shoot the three.
Bang.
Banks it in. I like it.
Makes the score 10-1. And Indians will keep on the press. Coach Jeff Vaughn, good coach. Good dude in general, too.
Yeah.
So the point guard, number 10, Carly Flutterjohn, will get over to Biondi. I don't know how to say
Biondi.
Biondi gives over to number 20, Elisa Wettick. Elisa looking in, gives over to number 11, Taylor Newman. Taylor gives over to number 3, Jacqueline Leffel. Leffel gives over to number 10. Carly Flutterjohn goes up. No good. Rebound, Macy Day.
She'll dribble up court. Set up the offense. She'll dribble around up top. Setting up a play here. Oh, she
can't
traveled,
pick up
but
dribble.
They did not call it. Swings it out. Allie Vaughn. She'll hold it.
1:51 left in the first. 10-1
up top
score.
To Brenna Homan. She'll cut, pass to a
pass.
Cutting Paige Forkamp, but it's stolen by number 3, Jacqueline Leffel.
Jacqueline will drive, throw up a shot and fouled by number 4, Brenna Homan. So she'll go to the line, shoot 2. 1:39 left. 10-1 our score. And a few subs come in for both teams after this first shot. Number 3, Jacqueline Leffel, go to line shooting 2. And first one up and air ball. Did not hit the rim.
You ever done that before, Reese?
Nope.
No?
I did in the varsity game before.
I'm sure you did.
Lane Evers. Yep. And number 24, Lydia Winning, will check back in for the Indians. Jacqueline Leffel will throw up her second shot. And good.
Must have been a fluke.
Yep. And number 40, Liberty Monkey, will come in for Jacqueline Leffel.
That makes their score 10-2. So before you carry back the possession, Macy Day dribbles up court. She picks up her dribble, throws it over to Paige Forkamp on the right wing. She'll lose the ball but retain possession back over to Lydia Winning. She dribbles right. Jump. Oh, gosh.
Oh,
that was tipped around and eventually off of us, so it'll be New Knoxville ball.
Good job, Chase.
Hey, I'm struggling a bit.
And Jacqueline Leffel will check in for number 20, Elisa Wettick, and be the point guard. And Jeff Vaughn still has to take off this man-to-man press, so. Oh, we could take it off. Never mind. Carly Flutterjohn will get into the key, but no good. It will pass back out to number 3, Jacqueline Leffel, 4-3, and good. 3-point basket makes their score 10-5. And Jeff Vaughn will take a timeout, and we'll take one with him. 10-5 our score, a minute left in the first quarter.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here in New Knoxville. 10-5 our score, 1 minute left in the first. Remember, we are only playing 2 quarters in IFJV. And it looks like Macy Day will take out the ball for the Lady Indians. So, Chase, go ahead.
All righty. Macy Day will enter an inbounds to Paige Forkamp. Back to Macy Day as she takes it up the court. She dribbles left. Passes that into the feet of Lydia Winning at the high post, and she'll turn it over.
Jacqueline Leffel will go into the key, stolen by Paige Forkamp. Way to get back on defense.
Yeah, that's a nice hustle by Forkamp, yep. Knocking it out of bounds.
Allie Vaughn will check back in for Macy Day. And New Knoxville will take it out under their own basket. Setting up a box play, it looks like. Gives it over to number Flutterjohn over to Fudge. Leffel on the other side. Passed all the way around the top of the key, and Leffel will throw up a 3, no good.
Paige Forkamp with the rebound. She takes it up the court, over on the left wing to Lydia Winning. She dribbles up to the top of the key, and skip passes to Brian Holman.
What's a foul.
And she
Bonding.
Throws it into Elena Evers, and she gets fouled.
By
Biondi. Good name. Couldn't figure out how to say it, but we finally figured it out.
Yep.
Macy Day will take the ball out of bounds. Oh, why do I get that? Rebound, Carly Flettergon.
Allie Vaughn, threw up a shot, no good. So Carly Flettergon will get the rebound and bring it up for the Rangers. Look around, trying to get in the post. No, not there. Gives over the... This girl is a three popping machine, and it'll go on the
loose
floor.
Ball's
loose on the floor, and it'll be a jump ball. And it looks like we'll go to the Lady Indians. Good hustle by Lydia Winning and Brenna Holman to secure that ball. And it looks like number 30, Hope Wendell, will come in for the Indians and Macy Day, and they'll take out
Lane Evers
and Paige Fortcamp. So
possession goes to Fort Covery, and Allie Vaughn enters an inbounds to Brenna Holman.
She'll dribble up court. We got 5 seconds. Four. Over to Macy Day. That's a good look for three. No good.
Good.
And that's the end of the first quarter.
10-5. I mean, the Indians are, I don't know, playing good on defense, but the offense is, they're not clicking.
Yeah, they'll get shots to fall. They just got to keep finding good shots and swinging the ball around. They'll get them.
Yep, and we'll be back right after this for the second and final quarter.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And we're back here in New Knoxville. Good old barn. This is one of my favorite gymnasiums.
I love playing in this gym.
Other than the Stardome,
You like the Stardome?
Yeah. South Adams, though. I mean, it's different.
Played there once.
Yep.
It was pretty nice.
It's different because of, for sure, that hoops, but
the dome shape of it is pretty sweet.
Yeah, and a whole lot of people in that place, too.
Yeah.
Lots of people. So,
I'll take New Knoxville now. You can have Fort Cover. Switch it up. All right. Carly Flettergon takes it up court. Set the offense over to Leffel. Throws it inside to Biondé. She'll put it up and no good. Rebound, Weddock. And she'll put it up and get fouled. So she'll go to the line. Shooting two.
That'll be Lydia Winning's third foul. And our only three fouls. Lady Wing, so four.
All right.
Four.
First one's up and good. So that makes our score 10-6. And the second one's up and good again. So
number 30, Hope Wendell again for the Indians, the Brown Holman. Brenna, we'll take it up for the Fort Covery Indians. Gives over that. Lydia Wanning. Lydia Wanning looks in the top of the key. Allie Vaughn gets out to Brown Holman for a long two. And good. Good shot by number four, Brenna Holman. Makes her score 12-7.
It was a good offense by Indians. Yep. Going inside and then kicking back out in the corner for a good shot.
Yep.
Flettergon takes it up court. Being pressured by Lydia Wanning. She'll get a ball screen and throw it over to 11. Newman. Leffel throw it inside to Weddock. Back out to Leffel. She'll drive middle. Almost travel. Gives it to...
That's a walk.
Flettergon, and she travels. So that'll turn it back over to the Indians.
Looks like... I can't tell.
Hope Wendell
will take it out and give it in to Brenna Holman. 6:06 left in the second and final quarter. Gives it over to Macy Day. Macy looking inside into Allie Vaughn. Macy tries to the corner. Macy looking around. Gives it over cross court to Brenna Holman. Brenna Holman's looking around. Gives the top key. Good pass by Allie Vaughn. And two for... Hope Wendell, good top of key and dishing it down low to Hope Wendell for an easy two.
Then Knoxville will take the ball. Flettergon brings it up court. She'll walk the ball across the three-point line. Kicks it back over to Newman, over to Leffel for another three, and off the back iron. Hope Wendell with the rebound.
Lady Winning will bring it up, and she needs to slow down. Yep, and she does, and gives it to Brown Holman. Look around, gives it back over to Lee Wang on the left side. Looking top of key, Allie Vaughn, good pass again. Same play. Works again. Hope Wendell for an easy two, and we'll take a timeout, and we'll take one with them. 16-7 our score, 5:16 left in the second and final quarter.
Everything is going just great, then...
Or,
you're doing a great job, Jenkins, but you're fired.
Some things are unexpected, but one thing we always know, winter is coming. So plan for what you know is coming and get a Reasoner Energy Furnace Safety Checkup. For only $79, you can get a thorough inspection, uncover any problems, and get expert advice from the area's most trusted professionals at Reasoner Energy. Plan for what you can, and good luck with the rest.
Honey, you better sit down for this.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
And we're back here in New Knoxville. 16-7 our score, 5:16 left in the second and final quarter. New Knoxville will take it out under their own hoop. Under our hoop, actually. And
I'll take it. Flutter John will bring the ball up court, being pressured by Lydia Winning. She dribbles to the right. Backs up top to Leffel. She'll take a ball screen, and she'll drive baseline. Throws up a shot, and good. Nice floater by number 3, Leffel.
Brenna Homan will bring it up for the Indians. Brenna, easy.
No one even
way to the
up.
Free throw line. No good. Rebound by Brenna Homan. Brenna Homan gives it to Allie Vaughn. Good cut inside. And she's Allie Vaughn misses. Gets on rebound and throws it up again. 2 points.
Just looks like the Indians are working harder right now. Yeah. They're getting, that was a third shot opportunity, and they make the most of it.
Yep.
Newman dribbles up court.
Good steal by Lydia Winning. Brenna will give it over to Macy Day in the corner. Gives it back to Brenna. Top key. Gives it over to Lydia Wang. Does not catch it. Gets the ball back, though, luckily. Lydia will drive up, and she takes a few steps without dribbling. That's calling a travel.
And you just need to relax a little bit and get a good shot, run the offense, because 4 minutes up 9, I mean, it's hard to come back to.
Yep. So it'll be a turnover in Knoxville.
Checks in for Hope Wendell for the Indians. New Knoxville ball. Carly Flutterjohn dribbles it up court, guarded by Brenna Homan. She swings it over to Leffel, back up top to Flutterjohn. She'll look around, pick up her dribble, over to 40, Menke. Leffel shoots another 3, no good. Brenna Homan rebound.
That's like me in my day, Chase.
Yeah,
popping threes.
Popping a lot of them, but none of them dropping.
Okay. Allie Vaughn in the corner. Allie Vaughn will pass out to the top of the key, page 4, Cam. Throws in the traffic to Brenna Homan. That should be over and back. But Brenna picks up, and we're going to take a timeout with Jeff Vaughn. We'll take one with him. 18-9 our score.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at New Knoxville, an 18-9 score, and a big varsity game coming after this. For sure, since the loss with Walpock, a 2-point loss, 34-32, I think. I wasn't there, so I
couldn't tell. Neither was I.
Chase, you weren't there either, so.
I know. It's my first game,
actually.
True fan.
True fan.
I am a true fan.
Kyle's going good? Break?
Oh, yeah. I'm on break till January 3rd, so.
I hate you.
Stop. It's not nice.
18-9 our score, and the Indians will get the ball. Brenna Homan will take it out for the Indians and give it in to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn is looking pretty solid.
She's doing some good things for us.
Brenna Homan chucks it across court to Macy Day. Page 4 can't come. Does not see her. Allie Vaughn will cut. Gives it on Macy Day in the corner. Macy Day will drive. Kick it out to Brenna Homan. Brenna Homan would drive, kick it out to Page 4, Camp 4-3, and no. Ooh! Every part of that rim, but it went in. 21-9 our score.
Flutterjohn will give it in to Leffel. She'll bring it up court, being pressured by Macy Day. She'll dribble to the middle, back up to Flutterjohn, back to Leffel. Ball screen, gets it in, stripped by Macy, but Biondé in the 10-foot range, got it.
Macy will bring it up for the Indians. 21-11, our score. 2:58 left in the second and final quarter. Macy will go behind the back, lose it for a second, but gets it back. Allie Vaughn gives it with Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn's looking around, dribble. Takes it past the free throw line, gives it over to Macy Day. Macy gives it with Allie Vaughn in the corner. Allie Vaughn drives baseline, gets it, finds Brenna home, and that's a foul. And loose ball picked up by number 31.
Elena Evers.
Elena Evers gives
Gives out to Macy. Macy finds Allie. Allie for a three-point basket. So 23-11.
Another good looking shot by Allie Vaughn.
Yep.
Number 10, Flutter John, bring it up court. Over to Leffel on the right wing. She'll look in to Biondé. High post. Puts it up and good again from the same spot.
And Macy Day will bring it up for the Indians. And looks like a man press by New Knoxville. Macy at the top of the key. Finds Brown Holman for an easy. Oh, she missed it. Nope, no good.
Rebound Elena Evers.
Rebound Elena Evers fires up. No good. Paige Fortkamp gets the rebound, puts it up, and fouled. So she'll go to the line shooting two. 23-13 our score. 1:57 left in the second. Paige Fortkamp will go to the line shooting two.
I figured out the name of that ref, Ron Bokey.
Ron Bokey. We kind of figured it out early. Here's good ref. First one up and no good. So keeps our score 23-13. Big varsity matchup after this. And after that, we'll be rocking with Rocker. 2 hour show of nonstop music. I think it's Christmas music, too. But I'm not sure. Paige Fortkamp throws up another one. And good. And
Flutter John will bring it up for the Rangers, being pressured by Brenna Homan. She'll give it over to Leffel on the left wing. She'll look inside. And we got a foul on the Indians, number 13, Macy Day. Leffel will take it out of bounds for the Rangers. Zerno 40, Newman. Top of key, Flutter John over to Leffel, inside to Biondé. She'll get double team, kick it out to Flutter John. Inside to Newman, she'll put it up and no good.
Rebound by number 31, Elena Evers. Elena will give it to Macy Day. Macy will bring it up. 1:30 left in the second and final quarter. Macy will drive, kick over to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn will drive. Ooh, too late. Too late to find Paige Fortkamp.
They'll turn it over back to the Rangers. Flutter John brings it up for the Rangers. Over to Leffel on the right wing. Back to Flutter John. Over to Menke. Back to Flutter John.
Three.
Over to Leffel for another three, and
bang,
she makes that one.
Looks like me out there.
Nope, no, not at all. And we'll get a timeout, Rangers. So we'll take a timeout with them.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at New Knoxville, 24-16 our score. 1 minute left in the game. Well, remember, we're only playing two quarters tonight for JV. Indians have a pretty solid lead, but they're been sketchy lately. So, and Knoxville have a man-to-man press. Macy will get an Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn will bring it for the Lady Indians. And tries to cut mail, gets through. Finds Wendell, I think.
No, Lane Evers.
Lane Evers throws up no good, and they're scrambling for the rebound. Rebounded by Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell will throw up a shot no good. Rebound by Lydia Winning. Lydia will give it out to Macy Day. Macy will give it over to Allie Vaughn. Allie will drive, dish. 2 point up for Hope Wendell. No good.
Back to the Rangers. Flutter John brings it up court. Over to Newman, number 20. She'll chuck a three. No good. Rebound Lydia Winning.
Rebound Lydia Winning. Lydia Winning will bring it up and take it for the Indians.
There's four people guarding her right now.
Allie Vaughn will try. Nope. Foul. So foul on number, that's the three-point shooter, Leffel. And Allie Vaughn will take it out for the Indians. 11 seconds left, and we should just hold it. Gives it over to Hope Wendell. Hope, top of the key, drives, kicks out, picks it up, and gives it to number 24, Lady Wang, and doesn't matter. Ball game, 24-16 our school, and we'll come back after this.
Do you have your Christmas shopping done? Are you tired of shopping at the malls?
Make your last stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. We have a huge selection of children's toys, puzzles, swings, books, and children's clothes. And we have clothes for adults, too. Don't forget, we also have toys for the big guys. How about an Echo chainsaw or a new string trimmer? Stop at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery and pick up your last-minute Christmas gifts.
So what's your point? Everybody knows he's a D-bag.
Are you looking?
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here. 24-16 win for the JV team. And it was a pretty solid win for the JV. They played well, and I think Allie Vaughn played really well.
Yeah, she had a few nice assists to Wendell and Evers down there. And she made a few shots.
She looks impressive. I mean, I think she could be a big helper. She's Hatch next year.
A real nice freshman player. So she has a bright future for the Indians, I think. I think we played pretty well overall. I mean, a few careless turnovers here and there, but we played really hard and got a lot of loose balls and rebounds.
Yeah, so we'll be back in about 10-ish minutes for the varsity game, so stay tuned and we'll be back.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.